Brian O'Connor Breakfast Show. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Gino Primary School this morning through till 9 o'clock. With some chances to win. We're giving away some money a bit later on. Hockey goals are up. The polls are there. 90.4 thousand rand towards one of the kids' education.
Kids are already
the rugby kids.
Practicing rugby.
No wonder they're giving everyone 50s, eh?
Look at these kids tackle those bags. I'd hate to be a Gilbert bag right now. It's the last thing on earth I want to be is a Gilbert bag. So the neighborhood around the school,
yeah.
We just want to thank everybody, from the neighbors to the retirement village at the back that we woke up nice and early. There is literally a retirement village right over there.
Yeah.
And we're waking them up this morning. They're going, "Wie maak so geraas daar?"
Well, the message is like a music.
Yeah, at least it's good music.
Ek wil vir hulle vra, wie het die gees? Wat maak vir Jean Lou so 'n goeie skool?
Hulle is baie goed in hulle sport en die opvoeding wat die kinders kry.
Daar hoor julle dit, die kinders oefen al vroeg rugby en die opvoeding is goed, so alles is lekker hierso.
It's a great school. There's great camaraderie. There's this great sense of community that you know, that you can sense from the school. And Success, you found one of the many teaching staff that are here already.
You've been here for almost 40 years, a teacher at Jean Lowe Primary School. What does it mean to do what you do at this school?
I love the children, and this is why I'm here.
Yeah.
There is just nothing better than walking into a class in the morning and being greeted by 30 happy faces. And the smiles, of course.
I like that, the smiles. But 40 years, how has it changed from when you started here to how it is today? There must have been a massive change.
An incredible change. When I started, there were about 400 children in the school and there were about 4 classes per grade. We are now 8 per grade. We're 1,600. But
sure.
Even the opportunities that are afforded our children now are absolutely incredible.
There is just the biggest smiles and gears I've ever seen. And a man who's got to control all of that with his staff once we leave, because we come create all the noise, get them all hyped up, and then we pass them back. Here we go. Yeah. Principal Close, it's all yours again. Thanks for having us, sir.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for your team being here this morning. What a privilege for us to host you here. And it's such a lovely morning. Everything just works out. And thank you for the energy guys are bringing. The challenge will be to calm them down. That's going to be a challenge a little bit later.
Sterkte, meneer.
Mr. Goos, since your arrival here, I know that you've stamped your way of leadership on the school, and it's been such a positive impact. I think the kids that have come through here and talking to your staff, there's a great sense of community, a great sense of positivity, and a great sense of pride that you've instilled in the learners and in your staff. And that's a special balancing act, because, you know, just to do one of those things and get one of those things right, people would say that's good enough. But to have plotted and planned how you have to create this, which is a success story after 40 years, I can't say words enough about that leadership skill and that ability that you've passed on to others. Thank you very much.
No, Ryan, all the accolades must go to our teachers and our wonderful supporting parents that we have at this community school, as you mentioned. Ons is so bevoorreg om in 'n posisie te kan wees waar ons kinders se lewens kan beïnvloed.
Yeah.
En ek dink dis waaroor ons skool en enige onderwysers se lewe gaan, is nie net wat jy vir hulle leer nie, maar daar waar jy hulle kan beïnvloed en daar waar jy hulle 'n verskillende kind se lewe kan beteken. En baie mense moet deur baie situasies in hulle lewens gaan by hulle punt kan uitkom waar hulle kan voel dat hulle iets nalaat. Ons laat elke dag iets na. Elke dag is ons in a privileged position that we can influence children and have an impact on their future.
I want to tell you something interesting. When I was in primary school, I do remember this. When we had occasions like this, I would go to the tuck shop. You know why?
Why?
The queues were like, there were no queues. Everyone wanted, like, they were like, Garth LaRue's coming to Edgemead Primary School. I was like, Garth LaRue's coming to primary school? Oh, that's great. It's going to be like, can he come at like 10:30 when first bell goes for break? They were like, yeah, how did you know he's coming? I was like, just had a feeling he's coming at 10:30 to the school. And then he arrived and the kids were like, yeah, Garth, we're going to get his signature. We're going to buy his book and we're going to buy. I'm like, yeah, you do all that. I'm going to go get some oysters in Copenhagen. God, let's come back on Monday.
Smile!
What's your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, hoe gaan het met jou?
Goed.
Okay, cool. Hoe oud is jij?
9.
Okay, 9 jaar oud. Dit is nogal baie, hè? Jy kan dit tel met twee hande.
Maar gelukkig is ek nog nie 40 nie.
Nee, jy is nie, jy is nie. En ek is bly, jy is nog nie 40 nie, hoor. Maar hulle sê, die lewe begin op 40.
Next Friday, drumroll please. We are live from Rondebosch Primary School.
Oh,
okay. All right. And then the week after,
where?
We'll tell you next week. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
I wanna be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.